Hello, everyone. Wow. Welcome to welcome to Smack Talk 5280. It has been, what, 2 weeks?
Trey? I already said it's been like 10 years.
Okay, yeah. So right now it's just me and Trey. Cody's trying to, I think, make it home so he can join us in near the second half of the podcast. Mason, unfortunately, I think is working, so we're going to have to roll with it like this. First of all, would like to explain ourselves, basically myself. So as everyone that listens knows, I work for a moving company. Therefore, summer season is our peak season, our busiest season of the year. And I went from working, you know, till maybe like 2, 3, 4 p.m. to go until like anywhere from like 10 p.m. to 8 p.m. and stuff like that. So I literally have been swamped at work. I was able to get some time to squeeze it in today. So, yeah, I'd like to apologize. But at the same time, I can't promise it's the last time that's going to happen.
It's a wavy thing going on over here.
Yeah, it is. You know, we like to keep it more consistent. And granted, when football season picks up, that's our big hot topic stuff that we can really all discuss together easily. So I'm thinking it'll pick up then.
We've got a lot to talk about when that season comes around. Even fantasy.
Yes,
we got that going on here. So
that'll be a good one. Yeah. And fucking Trey with having to redo the league.
Yeah. Damn Facebook getting kicked off ESPN.
Yeah, I actually had no problems rejoining the league once, like, you sent me the link. I jumped right in. I remembered my password and got everything going. I think some of the other guys didn't really have the same luck.
I don't think they did either. I was gonna say, do you want to know what your draft number is as of the moment? It's probably gonna change, but
ooh, okay, yeah,
you are number 2.
Hey, I'll take it. Who's number one? Where's the rest of the boys sit?
Well, so as right now, they're not set because the league hasn't started yet. But what they're set as, since I made it, I'm first. That's just how it put me, but I can change it. So if you're still a part of the fantasy league from last year and you finished in the top 5, then you will be for sure in the top 5 of the draft. If you're new, it's going to be 100% randomized after that. So, because I feel like that's the only fair way, unless
Agreed.
We wanted to do straight 1 through 5. But I think it makes it even more interesting just to like shift up that top 5 to make it.
Well, yeah, and even someone like one of our guests from a couple episodes ago, Aiden, like if he wanted to just come in blind and not knowing anything about football and he wanted to go, it'd be really entertaining to watch him get a high round pick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, if he wants to join, he totally could.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, just back on the topic is we're going to try to keep it a little bit more consistent. Just stay updated on our social media pages. And if you don't see anything and you don't see an episode come out either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, just kind of assume that it's been a busy week for one or most of the guys, and we'll get an episode out as soon as we can.
Ooh. Sorry, I'm looking at porn up over here.
Oh, fair enough. Let's see. You know, like I was going to save a couple of these topics of what we're going to go over, but I figured we can kind of like go over what we were going to talk about. So a couple of things that, I mean, granted, since this is a later episode and we're about 2 weeks behind any of the hot take news, I mean, one of the topics I wrote down was Zion going to the Pelicans first overall in the NBA draft, which I don't think anyone was surprised about whatsoever.
No.
But I think he immediately elevates that franchise to maybe not contender, but pretty close. Like, they're going to be competitive within their like area.
I mean, he better be. Look at him.
Yeah. I was talking to a guy at work who literally 10 seconds before I asked him the question I'm about to share with everyone is he was telling me, he's like, I don't really follow football, baseball, I don't follow hockey, I don't follow anything. I just follow, I really follow basketball. I'm like, okay, right on, cool. I was like, well, what do you think about Zion going to the New Orleans and how's it going to be in that market? And he goes, who's Zion? And I was like, are you fucking... I was like, oh, you fake.
I mean, Anthony Davis to the Lakers, too. That is. That's going to be crazy.
That's a big one. That is a big one. I mean, that's something that. I can't believe how much was given up.
Well, interesting that you say that, though, because somebody that's close to the podcast shared that, you know, the Lakers cleared so much cap space, and Klay Thompson from the Golden State Warriors, he's going to be a free agent more than likely this offseason, and he's hurt, but I mean, they could definitely sign him and bring him back as a Laker. And LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Thompson to get, oh my God, they're the new Golden State.
It'd be crazy. It'd be crazy. I mean, and Kevin Durant, I mean, declined his option. And so we all know he's probably, what are we talking, Knicks, probably? That's where everyone's saying.
I don't know. He's also going to miss, I mean, a lot of next season. He's probably not even going to play because of the injury and how late it was, unfortunately. But I don't know. I really don't know.
Do you think Kawhi's staying?
Yeah, probably.
In Toronto? Probably one more year. I would. I mean, after riding off that high of taking down the, you know, and like everyone's, there's a lot of controversy with people, you know, the end of that game and how it played out. And then, you know, them saying, well, they, you know, they had Klay and KD completely out. So, of course, they were able to pull it out. But, like, I mean, Toronto really showed up. I mean,
Toronto showed up every single game.
Yeah. And so, I mean, kudos to them. And we haven't got the chance to say this on the podcast. Congratulations to the Raptors. That's great.
They broke the Drake curse.
Yes, they did. They did. In quite dramatic, like, fashion, too. Fresh. Some things never change. shit, that's pretty much... I'm trying to knock out all the old topics that we wanted to talk about for a couple weeks before we even get out
I'm
of the
sad
intro.
That we haven't even mentioned it, but RIP to Mr. B.
Yeah, that's a big one for us here in Denver. You went down to the memorial.
I did. I was there the day of and the day after. So
yeah, how was it?
Very emotional.
Yeah,
it was beautiful out though, which was really cool. I didn't go through the memorial because I didn't want to wait like 3 hours in line. That was the estimated time.
Oh
but
my
the
God.
Bullets
is fucking Disney.
Pretty much. You need a fast pass to go through. but the Bolin family, every single one of them, and Joe Ellis even opened the door for every person that came through. They shook everybody's hand that came through, and they even extended it an additional 3 hours so that it could accommodate all the extra people that they didn't anticipate for.
That's impressive. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, I mean, I'm sure people around the country who follow the NFL know how much Pat Bowlen meant to Denver. I mean, he completely flipped this franchise around. He made it so, you know, the prestige associated with the Denver Broncos is why all us fans get so heated when we have kind of disappointing seasons, is because we're expected to, you know, have greatness and perform and put on a show and all that kind of stuff. So, and that all started with Mr. B. I mean, I genuinely, like, when it comes to sports, I haven't felt that kind of just emptiness and like sadness for someone and a family since the Darren Williams situation.
Right. That was
and
that was strong.
That was rough. I mean, granted, it in a different way. I mean, Mr. Bolin was, you know, not doing so great for the past few years and battling Alzheimer's. It's really sad and everything. I was listening to 104.3 and Nick Ferguson was talking about he went to the private funeral service, and it really brought everyone together. Like, everyone showed up.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Peyton was there. You had, you know, Terrell Davis, Shannon Sharp, and everything out there. And it was just, they said it was like a really, like, they were there to celebrate. And of course, Shannon was the one blowing the horn. He's like, "We are not here to sulk. We're here to celebrate." Right. I'm like, "Your loud ass mouth." Of course, he would say that. But he's right. And like, oh yeah, happy belated birthday, Shannon. You won't hear
he's
this,
51,
but happy
right?
belated birthday.
He's 51.
Yeah, he fucking looks fantastic.
Oh, you checking him out or what?
Oh yeah, all day. I follow him on Instagram.
Know. Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah. I saw him take his picture.
But yeah, just from everyone here, the Smack Talk 5280 family and followers, and anyone that, you know, Denver, Colorado as a whole, Broncos country, you know, the NFL in general, our condolences go out to the Bolin family, and we thank you, Mr. B, because you sure made this one hell of a franchise, and your legacy is going to continue there.
He made a huge difference to all of the NFL and every type of owner out there. He made it a better league.
That he did. That he did. And I mean, again, I feel bad because this is like, I swear to God, late news because we're coming in so late to this. But I mean, this is definitely something that is important, especially to us locally. So, yeah. There's that. When we come back, because we knocked out all three topics I wrote down, we're going to probably do a little bit of our freestyle stuff. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the Rockies. Woo! And the state of what's been going on recently in their game. So check back in with us in just a second. Welcome back, everybody.
Wow
again.
Wow.
You said wow before when, yeah, I said welcome back. So I figure we could, we don't really talk about these guys much, but you know, Colorado has a baseball team and they're called Rockies. And
woo!
Right now they're sitting.
You
they're
know,
sitting
it's sad
second,
that we
right?
Don't talk that much. Oh yeah, they're second in the NL West.
Yeah, it is kind of sad because, like, ultimately, like, especially because I've been trying to, you know, and this podcast has really pushed me to do it, but I've been trying to pay attention to more sports than just football. And I've been, like, even just watching, like, the Rockies Instagram, just watching, you know, Blackman, Nolan, Story, and, like, all these boys tearing it up. Like, I feel like they're hitting, like, two or three homers a game at least. Like,
oh, man, they had a great night against the Giants the other night.
Yeah, yeah. And you were saying right before we came back on the air is, you were saying they went two out of three, right?
Against yeah, the Giants. Two out of three against the Giants.
Yeah, nice. I mean, granted, without them getting swept by the Dodgers the series before, but still, I mean, the Dodgers are just, they're on a different level at the moment. So
I mean, yeah, they're kind of like Golden State, you know.
Yeah,
in a sense,
but you know, without winning the championship,
they get pretty close. Yeah, I mean, the All-Star break, you know, I'm really excited for the Home Run Derby.
Oh yeah,
that's,
I think we're gonna tear
fun.
It up. Blackman's gonna put on a clinic.
Dude, I love,
in my opinion.
So I was going to say, everybody just needs to go to a Rockies game. I go often, and it's gorgeous out, all right? Just don't get hit by a baseball. That's what everybody's complaining about recently.
Yeah,
pay the
fuck
attention.
Yeah, that's been happening a lot more than I thought it would.
Yeah, well, did you see some stadiums in, or parks, you should say, extended their netting for extra security?
They?
Yeah. Safety reasons.
Well, I mean, got to keep your head on a swivel when you're at live sports, man.
Right, especially when you can drink until the seventh inning.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah, you're speaking from experience.
Yes.
But I don't know. Like, I think that, honestly, and especially because if you look back at the start of the season, starting 3-12, and now we've flipped it around, and I don't know what our record is at the moment. I don't know the exact number.
We're 42-38. We're just over 500. We're 5-2-5.
Yeah, I mean, and we got a game tonight, and as recording, which is, this is a Thursday, in about 20-ish, 10 minutes, roughly 10 minutes our time in Denver, we're going to be starting, what, against the Dodgers, I think? And is it here? Is it at Coors Field?
I'm pretty sure we're away. But, Steven, you know, the thing is, and I'm proud of the Rockies, they've turned it around, but they're 12 games back. And
yeah,
I don't think they're going to, unless, you know, they absolutely sweep the Dodgers in this series here and they do a lot of chipping back, I don't really see them making it this year. It hurts saying
like making a push for the playoffs.
I
think bottom of the barrel, they're gonna pick up a wild card slot. I don't know, maybe that's just my blind faith in the Rockies, but I just feel like there's too much talent on that team to not go any other way, you know? Like, I don't know, maybe I'm being hopefully optimistic.
I mean, they could, right now they're a half game back from the Phillies in a wild card spot, but I mean, you know, we still have a long way to go.
Yeah, true, very true. We're only let's see,
halfway through the season, because it's, you know,
yeah, roughly
the All-Star game.
Yeah, exactly. So we're a little over the halfway point. That's actually kind of a fun topic to cover. Like, who do you think is going, or if anyone, All-Star game from the Rockies? I think Nolan's pretty much shoo-in.
Definitely. Maybe. Well, if Trevor didn't get hurt, I feel like he would be in. I feel like why can't I think of people's names right now?
Blackman.
Yeah, Blackman for sure needs to be in there. That's all. That's pretty much
the big three from the Rockies. I mean, I don't know. How's the? Oh God, I'm gonna get castrated by the Rockies fans for saying this, but the kid we just picked up, the pitcher, Lambert.
Ooh, I have no idea. He's throwing curveballs for both of us here, Steven.
Okay.
Oh man, you know, I couldn't.
I want to say Lambert.
I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't.
I'm looking for it.
Yeah, I couldn't really.
I'm looking for it, but I couldn't tell you right this minute.
Yeah, I could see him going, and I know everyone's been talking about Gray's resurgence on the mound.
Gray's been doing great, man.
Yeah, you know, he was getting kind of torn apart for a little while there, and then he seemed to be kind of turning a corner, which is good, because I know when it was, we couldn't hit shit, but our pitching was good, and then we flip-flopped, and we hit better, but then our pitching was a little off, and then now they're talking about, just kind of like just got to get more consistency, I would assume, for the Rockies to kind of make that late season push that we all know they need.
Yeah, I agree. They're a late surge team, but they need to pick it up quick.
Yeah.
Fucking quick.
Extremely quick. Yeah. So, damn, I don't know much more about baseball, so I wish I could say more. It's really, and like, this is nothing against baseball, but man, when the other sports conclude, it gets real difficult to talk about sports for me.
You know what? There's nothing better, though, than going to a park, having some cold pops in the afternoon, watching a game. And, you know, even if the Rockies win, or I'm sorry. We want the Rockies. But even if they lose, it's still a fun time to go out to the park.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of the most beautiful baseball fields in the whole entire baseball league.
Agreed. Coors Field is awesome.
Oh, dude, it's great.
Have you ever seen them knock one? And that is the lovely sound of us dropping audio once per episode. So hopefully it won't happen again. So Cody is here. He is in the middle of something, though. He's being a chef.
I am here.
So if you hear any lovely cooking sounds
chef
in the back.
Chef Boyardee.
The best.
Just to pick up where we left off, I don't know where we dropped audio because it's really difficult to hear the playback in real time. Basically, just to sum up that whole thing is I just would really fucking enjoy if the Rockies could get past the first round of a, playoff series. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that they just kill in the All-Star game.
Yeah,
for who's playing. Great coming up.
Yeah, we got the talent. We definitely have the talent. It's
going to happen.
Yeah. It's coming from you. I don't see it happening this year. It's going to happen.
I got to be optimistic and pass it through because it will happen. Sure.
I get it. So switching gears a little bit, kind of this is a little bit more on the personal side. I had an adult thing to do today, which is one of the reasons why I was actually able to do the podcast, is my son that we've talked about a couple times here on the podcast.
Turned into the Hulk.
Yes. he had to get a umbilical hernia surgery today.
Dick enlargement.
Yeah. That was something I meant to respond to and then realized I didn't. I was like, nah, just let it eat.
I was like, oh God, did he take it a good way, a bad way?
No, I just literally
anyway.
Was, yeah.
Anyway you need.
Yeah. 9 inches away now.
It's fucking under fucking 7 years old. Dad, I need this. All right. I fucking would be murdered in today's society. But so we get
and
there.
And tomorrow's society.
So. And probably the one after, but that'd be it.
Wow.
So we get there, and you know, they go over the procedure. They're like, it's literally the most minor procedure. He has no pain with it. It's literally just preventative. We don't want it to become a problem when he's older, so might as well do it now. I'm like, all right, cool. And they walk through the whole process of putting him under, giving him anesthesia. And so they're like, well, would you guys like to come in with him? And I was like, well, of course. Like, I'm not just going to be like, all right, bye, have fun.
Of course, so, they make video cameras for a reason.
Dude. Yeah, it's a smile. So we get in there, his mom and I, and we're standing on either side of him holding his hand. And he kind of fights the gas mask at first because I think he was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? But then he gets it on. And then, you know, they told us beforehand, they're like, we're going to give him laughing gas. And the anesthesiologist is going to tell a joke about the Denver Zoo that always is. He makes the kids laugh and smile. And then I was like, well, first of all, bro, you're pumping them full of happy gas. I'm pretty sure that's what's making them laugh and smile. And then, you know, and then we'll fade in the anesthesia. I don't know if I'm saying that word right. I don't know. I'm exhausted. I got up at like four this morning.
Anesthesia. What a musical.
Yeah.
That was a Disney movie too, right?
Wasn't Disney, actually.
It wasn't Disney.
Was
that Pixar?
No, it was like DreamWorks or some shit. I don't know.
Son of a bitch.
It was not Disney. But so he starts telling this story, and you know, finally my kid just like lets the gas mask go on his mouth, and he starts like his eyes just get huge, and he starts giving this like shit-eating grin and just like to this story. That is just not fucking funny. And like, I've never experienced this before because I haven't had any surgery. I've never been in the room when they give someone. Yeah, apparently. And then when the anesthesia hits him, they kind of warned me. Some people react. Well, everyone reacts differently. And he's like, he may flail. He may kind of like bob his head a little bit. Like either way, this kid fucking right hooked me like four times and I panicked and dropped his arm. And so it was just flailing, and so I had to like kind of like grab it again because he was going
panic
out
mode.
Yeah, I was absolutely terrified. I was shaking. I honestly, like, my kid told me to calm down, and
that's always a nice perspective to have.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's me.
sounds like me every day to my mom. Calm down.
Yeah, yeah, and like, so anyway, the surgery takes like 45 minutes, and then they have an orderly come out and they're like, you can come see him now and everything. We're like, oh great. And so we, you know, we turn the corner and he's sitting up in his seat and he has a slushie with a spoon and he goes, hey guys, how's it going? And I'm like, fine, how are you?
Sure, your kid's not a superhero.
I think he is, because
he is the Hulk.
The lady like told us, like the nurse, she goes, this has literally been like the greatest kid that I've ever had to deal with because he has no pain. And I was like, weird. And she goes, usually kids have a little bit of pain or soreness and they come out and when they wake up they start crying and they start freaking out. He just sat up and asked for a slushie. And so
did you punch him in the arm and you're like, boom, there, he's hurt?
No.
Yeah. Cry.
No, that's kind of frowned upon. But so, and then he's like, and I was like, so you're not hurting, you're good. And he goes, yeah. And he is. And then the lady goes, well, you know, but there is some, you know, he's still got to kind of finish waking up and everything. As you can see, he's still a little out of it. I looked down and he's trying to suck his slushie through a spoon, which was pretty hysterical. Yeah. And the whole
process. Apple didn't fall too far from the tree.
Oh, yeah. I do that. I do that without drugs.
I was going to say, oh, I know.
Yeah. But like,
what's her face there?
His mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it was just
our attorney advised just to not use names.
Oh yeah, 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 that's something we should stop doing.
Without consent, you know,
but so yeah. And like, then, you know, went home, everything's fine and he's good. He's like chilling out right now, playing some video games, and like that's it, he's good. I will say, the one how I know I'm definitely like a different breed of father is because when the laughing gas was hitting him, he was staring at me, I think looking for reassurance while it was hitting him. And instead of me being like, it's okay, buddy, it's okay, the only thing I wanted to say is, bro, you're high as shit. Because he was fucking gone.
Dude, they had to, last time I did surgery, have you ever heard Steve-O's bit?
You've done surgery?
I've Trey. Performed it. On myself. Done it through several times, bro.
Oh, okay. Anyway, go ahead.
But when it happened to moi, so like Steve-O tried to stay awake long enough, count backwards from 10 with them, get all the way to 0 before you can not remember anything. And I got to 5.
Was this for your dick enlargement surgery?
Yeah, the second one.
Paging Dr. Timmons. Dr. Timmons.
I performed it myself.
Oh, my God.
But it is something else, man. So first, like, they give you laughing gas, like you said, to calm you.
Yeah.
Get away from all your anxieties. And then they hit you. I forgot what he gave me, but I felt like I was on a rocket ship. And I, like, took, like, my whole body was
Trey's like, down. They're like, we're giving you the laughing gas. He's like, oh, shit, I already popped 2 Dilaudid.
Yeah. Dude, oh my God. And like, it felt like my soul was jumping out of my body. Were those
pills real?
It was insane. And then, yeah, and then I was gone.
And what did you have to get surgery for? Well, okay, what all have you had to get done?
I've had my face, my ass.
Just ass enlargements?
Yeah. My wrist. I had 2 hernias, and then I had my other surgeries that you know about.
Yeah,
you know those commercials that are like, if you had hernia surgery and your mesh is fucked up, that's Trey.
Yeah.
Oh, probably wasn't a joke, huh?
No, I don't have any mesh. Thank God. You can say that a third time.
Something joke. Cody, have you had surgery?
Never will.
Yeah. Never.
Cody, don't lie.
My body's a well-oiled machine.
Cody had the negroplasty.
The thought of people doing things to me while I'm asleep makes me want to sleep.
Makes you want to sleep hard? So, like, yeah. You want the dentist?
The only way I can do that is by passing the fuck out.
You, like, the dentist, you think your dentist would touch you if you were asleep? God.
Literally, when I had braces, it was a nightmare.
Oh.
Dude, I hate the fucking dentist. I've never been under. I've never been put under.
I had my wisdom teeth taken out, too. And the day that I had my wisdom teeth taken out, Cody came over. And he brought me chicken nuggets from Wendy's.
Good job, Cody.
And a Frosty.
The thought that counts. I ended up.
Did you pre-chew it like... for him like a fucking mama bird?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
That was supposed to be an insult. Joke's on you.
That's what friends do for each other.
Yeah, yeah, brother.
Brother.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, I would 100 times out of 100 times I would rather go to the hospital than the dentist. Like I don't mind it. See, I can't, and like, it's nothing even like, oh, they're gonna put a big shot in your gums or something like that. It's like when they scrape your teeth with their fucking torture devices. That is the worst thing. I can't handle that.
It honestly, if you have a good dentist, it's not that bad. Like, it still sucks. Like, don't hear me out. It's still
Trey
not
wakes
that
up
great.
After the dentist appointment with his butt hurting.
Yeah,
that's a good dentist.
That's not what's supposed to happen. You know, it's what I've been told my whole life.
I'm going to need you to send me a reference to your dentist.
I've had the same dentist my whole life, so this is kind of awkward.
One of my old – I've only had 2 dentists and dentists, denti. One of them was family, like my aunt, I believe, I want to say, and that didn't last long. And then I went to who I go to now, and I think Dr. Mark or whatever is his name. I mean, it's not his real name.
I don't know him.
Yeah, you don't know. It's kind of very close to where Mason actually works. But he's really cool. He sings a lot, though. Like, it's kind of – I don't know if
That's
I should
creepy.
Be worried. Yeah, he just, like, wanders through the office just singing, like, show tunes or, like, 80s hair metal hits and everything. So it's
not
like
Disney.
I fuck with Disney heavy.
There's birds and pigeons following him around. You're like, yeah.
Under the what?
How are we under the sea?
Fucking hearing Cody from like the background, just like flipping.
It's
shit.
Chef Cody.
Chef
it's
Cody.
Chef Cody. It's Chef Cody.
What are you making, Cody?
A little bit of love.
Oh, okay.
But he puts that in everything. Okay.
Everything my means, Trey.
You put everything in Trey.
Apparently, we can't keep secrets on the show, dude.
No. Life is an open door.
It's an open door, an open book.
Facts. Okay, so what's your... I've been on a kick on saying that because I've been around a lot of...
Ooh, at first I thought you meant the dating website or whatever that thing is. No. You're like, I'm on Kick. I'm, what?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
He's like, I only use Grindr.
Meatspin.com. But I've been hanging around a lot of our, how do I put this? African-American fellows at work, and some of their vocabulary is running off, like rubbing off on me, and they're like, you're okay for a white guy. I'm like, facts, truth, my brother.
First of all, everybody loves Wonder Bread.
I'm a slightly charred version of Wonder Bread, but that's fair.
Is that why they call you Charo?
No, but never mind. That one's not funny. So what would you say? Nothing. One of the workers in the warehouse who only speaks Spanish just calls me lots of names that I've recently found out mean like bitch and pussy and punk. But he says it in a loving way, but he also calls me mijo. So that's fair.
He also calls you mija?
No.
Yeah.
No, mijo. Just mijo. So I think I've earned his respect in some regard.
Does he call you bad
Tell
words?
Him that you had a kid when you were young. That'll give you Mexican credit points.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Dude.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
That's true.
You think I'm kidding?
I know you're not, and I think you're gonna be right. I'm gonna waltz into work tomorrow like 18, motherfucker.
If only you knew what Cody and I used to do for a living together, so we know certain things.
We know the culture.
We know the culture.
What?
Oh, if only you knew. This
Aztecs,
is a...
You remember them?
This is another time conversation.
Okay, all right. So. What would you guys say is like your worst experience at a hospital then? I mean, obviously don't go to the point of like, oh, family member
dying. One time,
dying.
I thought I broke my femur playing hockey.
Oof. Oh my God.
Doped up on meds that I was in. I was like, had the door open to my room and my gown was just open and I was just happy as shit. And they were like,
did you wear
it? See your dick.
Yeah, you wore it the wrong way.
I was like, oh shit, my bad.
You're like, yeah, this is real fan.
That sounds like the best experience at a hospital. But, okay, I guess. Tomato, tomato. Mine would probably be when my mom got hit by a drunk driver just because of the uncertainty. That was fucking wild. And they hit her with, like, so much Dilaudid that she was like, I can understand why people like this. Can I get some to go? I'm like, no, Mom, no, you can't.
Oh.
When was that?
That was, I want to say like 4 years ago. I was actually with Mason and my lady, and we were driving around. I think we were going to pick up my kid, and my stepdad called me. He's like, your mom just got hit by a drunk driver. I was like, oh shit. And he goes, they're taking her to the hospital right now because it was bad. And like, he sent me pictures, and this lady's car was literally under my mom's car. She caved in the entire back half of my mom's small SUV. And she was okay, and I think she just got the settlement for that, actually. But the lady was...
She got paid.
Well, she was high on literally multiple substances, over-the-counter. Nice. Well, pharmaceutical, and also not legal, and then also had, like, 5 times the blood alcohol limit.
Dude, if you're going to do it big, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but don't try.
Yeah, just, you know.
That's or probably when my lady got her back surgery and they were supposed to be removing support rods from her scoliosis surgery, and they end up having to put more in because they couldn't get the rods unfused from her spine. That was pretty fucking scary. Other than that, I mean, nothing to me. What about you, Trey?
So there was one time I walked into a hospital with a nut and then I walked out without it.
Pretty tough one to beat.
That is, yeah, that's probably the closer right there.
You know, I should actually, like, disclaimer, I didn't walk out. I was wheeled out. Yeah. But the
like
other bad
fucking research.
I'm sad they didn't let me keep it, dude. That's like the hardest
like, people
thing. That was like losing a child.
Oh, like, I thought you meant the wheelchair, but you definitely meant your buddy.
Dude, I rented a wheelchair after it because literally I couldn't even walk to my bathroom. I'd get up and I
now
would
you know
be like,
those girls
nope.
You would have sex with go through.
Hey. Attaboy.
They call me the plug for a reason.
Yes, sir.
So, or if we're going to go two of them, we'll go the other way. It was really weird because after that, I had to go back to, like, the hospital, and I had to do, like, a certain test into a cup.
Okay.
And
shoot and scoot.
And he failed that one. Just bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Curved. It was, like, just because the curve I failed, but.
You mean you're.
Fucking dumb kids, God.
The grade scale, dude.
I thought you meant your. It's like, what? Did it shoot left? Like, are we talking?
Yeah, I missed the cup.
Did you miss the cup and you just turn in an empty cup? Like, it's on the wall, scrape it off.
So, dude, it's super weird because they walk you into the room and it's like the most uncomfortable. You'd hope there's at least a couch, maybe a few pillows and a TV.
Yeah,
but
comfy.
Apparently, it's like, well, not apparently, I know. It's like a janitor closet with a hospital, normal, like, regular bed, like a doctor exam table, okay. Not a bed. And the nurse goes, okay.
Do you need any help, sir? And you're like, no, Tabitha, I'm good.
I mean, at that point, like, fuck. But she goes, she points to the counter and she goes, top shelf, there's a folder and some lube.
Oh my god.
And dude, this porn was outdated. I was like, bitch, I have my phone. But
you're like, I can't even see behind the bush.
You were like, you mind staying in the room?
Yeah. You might stay in the room. You're like a five, but it's gonna be better than this chick from 1984.
Yeah. Dude, I was afraid to touch it, honestly. I was afraid to touch the stuff. I wanted to see what was in there, but I didn't want to thumb through the pages.
Yeah.
You know, I got a brief summary.
Yeah. I was about to ask, did they give you any material to do anything
yes.
with? Because I've heard stories of guys like who donate to like banks and they'll just walk in and it'll be just like an empty white room. No, I fucking dude, I'm very fertile. There'd be a bunch of little dudes running around if I did that. I need to keep my dumb seed.
Hey, I need to either donate for myself or like pick somebody now to help me with that later in life. But you know, I can still produce, but you know, it's on the slower side.
You lucky Thank bastard.
God. Thank God. I know. But I shouldn't say this because it's going to happen. Something bad's going to happen to me.
You got some like bad juju in the air.
I knocked on wood, all right?
Which wood?
The worst part of the whole thing, though, is you can hear everybody walk by. So oh, I'm my sure God. Everybody can hear every single smack. And they're like, huh. They probably put bets on it all day. And yeah. like, this fucker.
How many strokes?
I was in there for like 3 hours.
It's like golf.
Later, as you're leaving, you hear that and see an employee walk out. You're like, what the fuck?
They make you put it in a paper bag, so you have to have a certain amount in there, and they tell you like 2 days prior, like it's really hard. They're like, don't jerk off for 48 hours. You're like, fuck, I average two a day. They're like, don't jerk off for 48 hours.
Yeah, they'll walk down the hall. They'll have a nurse walk down a hall with like a stool sample just fucking chilling in a bucket, like just a big old shit, and like I don't know.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Because honestly, in our field, it doesn't matter anymore.
Dude, they mark a line on this cup like it's a fucking challenge. And the whole time you're saying to yourself, am I going to meet this challenge?
Oh, I wouldn't.
And then, like, even if you finish short, they like, huh, it's okay.
Get back in there.
But, yeah, they make you put it in a paper bag because they don't want to see it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess I can kind of get that. I understand it. Like, if I was in that situation, I probably wouldn't want to see just, like, a big old cup of milk sitting there.
Dude. No, if they can hear everything I'm doing in that room, they can see what happens.
I'm lucky I can pee in public restrooms. So, I mean, at the same time, I totally empathize with that. Like, I can't shit in a public restroom.
I shit you not. I went to Twin Peaks last night, and some dude pulled his pants all the way down at the urinal.
Like little kid style? Pulls his shirt up over his eyes and just hopes to God he gets there?
Big dick energy.
It was just Cody.
It was Cody.
How else do you pee?
You caught the
sitting down.
That's a weird thought. That's like a really strange thought to have is like that when you were in like Trey, I've probably seen your ass like peeing. Like there's
probably. There's a good chance, especially since we went to elementary school together.
Yeah, dude, everyone at that school just like fucking
Oh, please finish that sentence.
No, I was just gonna say, like, the, like all the guys have seen all the other guys, like, probably asses, and like the girls probably saw none of each other because they have like the nice privacy stalls. But like, don't, like,
yeah,
like if I try to
put... that makes our school sound so bad. Like our school is full of perverts.
Yeah, but... no, it was just the way things were back then.
Hey, I drove past Campbell yesterday, and they have a crane or an excavator there, and they tore down the temp building.
Finally,
on oak. Yeah, it's gone, and that shed's gone.
Oh my god!
And they knocked down a couple of the trees.
Oh shit!
Did someone say chef.
I'm kind of pissed about the trees, but other than that, I'm like fucking fine.
Yo, that hill was top notch. Like weaving in and out of those trees at the end of class, like running down just to get the fuck home.
Leaving Miss Henry's class, grabbing the handful of candy, even though she was like one.
And you're like,
yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, dude. A couple of months ago, my kid and I went out there to hit some baseballs and throw the football around and everything. And we went over to that side with the basketball hoops. And unfortunately, our basketball had a hole in it, so we couldn't do that. But, dude, I was quite surprised by my kid. He was hitting some fucking dingers there. Like,
hit some dingers.
Sign him
there,
up for
bud.
Special Olympics, dude. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That would be. We could all go and cheer him on.
Dude, he's got a real knack for soccer at the moment. Like, he is just killing it at soccer.
Oh, good. Remember when we always played soccer, Steven?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Those fucking shin guards when I joined an actual like peewee league. Fucking never stayed on my legs. I had to safety pin them because I had small calves, and now I can barely fit my calves in my own pants.
All right, Johnny Drama.
Hell yeah.
All right, Johnny.
Where'd you calm get your calves, down, bro?
Straight these? Calves.
Have you ever seen Entourage, Steven?
No.
You need to watch that fucking show.
God damn
it.
Damn, yeah. Let me get through the first show that you guys told me. Oh, by the way, update.
That you probably haven't even seen.
No.
Wait,
no.
You watch Fight Club or something?
No, ready? No.
Power 5 Energy update of the day.
Okay.
Da-na-na, da-na-na. Steven Center.
Okay, so... just a fucking... Steven Center. Worst show ever. I'd just be standing there fucking up every fifth word. No, Game of Thrones. I am officially on season 6, episode 5, and I'm getting close to the Battle of the Bastards, and I am hype, bro. I am so addicted.
It kind of comes out of nowhere.
Dude, so addicted to the show. All I can say is, since the last time we talked about this, I was like mid-season 3. Dude, fucking Reek. Reek Redemption.
Yeah, finally.
Fucking for it.
What'd you say, season what? 3?
Yeah, that was the last time we talked about it. Yeah,
2 or 3.
Like 2 weeks ago. Like, dude, I've been hitting it hard. And like now, like redemption for Theon, pretty happy about it. Fucking House Baratheon got fucked up.
Fisted,
like, no chance. Was not a big fan of the
Elena got burned at the stake.
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
What?
A little girl getting
yeah, I saw that.
Oh
dude, fucking livid. Livid.
You kind of cry a little bit. You're like,
yeah. And then Daenerys basically burning down that sacred house for the Dothraki again, and just pulling the fucking unburned again. I was like, dude, that season finale of 5 though, when Drogon gets there and fucking bails her out, I literally wanted to cry. Yeah, that was fucking incredible. Yeah, I'm fucking pretty big throner now. I'm late.
So who's your favorite character?
Oh, now? Dude.
Since you're actually into the shit and you can actually say you
dude,
have a
Tyrion,
favorite.
Tyrion is top tier for me right
Tyrion's
now.
Tyrion's badass.
Really big Tyrion fan. Obviously,
I'm already upset for you.
What?
Yeah, I'm already super upset for you. I love Tyrion, so I know, like...
Yeah. And then, as female characters go, pretty obviously Daenerys is close.
She's the queen.
Yeah.
Fucking. Just...
Have you bent the knee yet?
Yeah.
What?
Have you bent the knee yet, Steven?
Have you bent the knee? I think that's season 7.
Yeah, so probably not then.
Bend the knee.
Just, Steven, just all you need to know is for everything, and it's really sad, but the downhill slope is
season
after
8.
Well, to 7, season 8. Yeah, 7. 7, the first half is not bad, but the end, like, just the writing, just like season 8, it kind of...
That is two times of dropping audio. That must be good luck. Anyway,
wow.
That's three fucking segments you started off with. Wow.
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 Wow. Much wow.
So we were in the middle of some pretty heavy Game of Thrones topics. As recap, I'm on season 6, episode 5. I have yet to watch 5.
Honestly, the way season 6 ends is so hype. I was texting Trevor, if not a week ago, because it's so good. What's disappointing is like you get a taste of perfect writing and perfect cinematography, and then it just goes boom. I'm like, ugh. I wish I could explain to you how it season 7 ended.
Okay. I mean, I'll find out. So I guess, like, is that the point when they started going off script and having to write without the books?
I'm pretty sure that, yeah, midway. I think after season 6, they were off the books.
Yep.
And that's pretty much why, you said, the writing.
6.5, 7. I think 7 might actually, the end of it is probably theirs, but.
Yeah. The ending is definitely theirs because of, it's just definitely theirs.
So that just goes to show is like, even if you can adapt for a TV show, maybe you aren't the best writers, but I have enough faith in those guys that they can write good. I mean, they're taking the next, Star Wars movie, or trilogy or whatever, which is great, good. And I do believe in them. I just think, honestly, like, from what I've noticed, because like progressively as I watch season after season after season, like, I've just noticed it just gets better and better and better. And like, I get more drawn into not just like those big moments of like, you know, when the White Walkers finally showed up with their army of undead on the wildlings, or, you know, when Daenerys finally flies on the back of her fucking dragon and like, thank you. And like all that shit. But like, I think maybe it got too big for him. And it's like, everyone started predicting, hey, everyone's gone too big, too fast, and ended up a little bit disappointed.
No.
Oh, just me?
All right. Nope.
But I think maybe it got a little too big for him, and that really kind of sucks. But at the same time, you know, this is the biggest show in history, and it will go down as the biggest show in history, in my opinion. I don't think anything's going to dethrone.
That's what everybody said about The Sopranos and all this other shit. It'll
Breaking
happen.
Bad.
It takes a while.
That's true.
There will be another show, but I will say Game of Thrones was one of the best shows of our...
Until that happened.
Yeah, until the way that they finished out how... And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that disagree, and I hope there's more...
It's not like it's
more...
a bad ending because I didn't like how the characters ended. It's because it was literally the laziest shit I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They killed some characters off.
Everyone I've talked to about it, even at my work, is like, it seems like they spent 6 minutes on it, and we're like, yep, cool.
And it just sucks because the show has, you know, the production value, each episode of it, a full feature-length film, and it's fucking incredible, and the writing's good, and the interactions are believable. I find myself caring about, like, as I was alluding to, like, I care about the big moments, but I care about those little tiny moments. I'm hanging on to every word of every character. And
they,
like,
make every part of it.
Like, the shit with Arya as no one? Oh my god, dude.
Dude, you're
awesome.
You're so involved and you know everything about lying ahead for you is going to piss you off so much because that's exactly where I was.
I'm going to eat my Game of Thrones.
I was like, oh, I wonder what they're going to do about this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And like, dude, I could literally send you a picture right now of like an entire list of things that all were part of the show that I loved that ended up being pointless.
Dude, they just wrote so many great storylines for so many different characters. And like Cody said, the way that they just killed the development of
many
of them.
It's like when you're making – it's like that joke that John Mulaney has when you're making that fucking happy birthday sign. You just cut off and
a big-ass H!
Yeah, and then at the end you're like, oh, shit, I got to wrap this up. That's exactly what it was like. And it's all tiny and useless. And you're like, it looked great starting off, but there just needs to be more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's, they were under pressure to end the show on season 8, obviously. So they gave you 6 episodes, but how do you compact?
They weren't even under pressure. They gave themselves that pressure. Because
that's what I'm
HBO
saying.
HBO was like, you can have 10 seasons, 10 per. And they went,
And they were just kind of over it. But like, the thing is like, I don't understand because I mean, I've been watching the show. I'm halfway through season 6 and I'm still hearing winter's coming or winter is here and like all that shit. And it's building up to this moment when the Night King eventually breaches, you know, the wall and comes right down on Westeros and everything. And I'm so hyped for that moment. And I've heard that battle's good in season 8, but at the same time, like, there is so much buildup. And then to hear from all the people that have been watching since day one, and they're like, this is bullshit. Like, even my kid's mom, like, she was like, yeah, season 8 is fucking garbage. And she goes, it's literally just stupid.
Oh, it's honestly, there's some really cool things that, like, just, like, what they do. But it's overall
the cinematography, story, the way it's presented and shot and filmed and everything is literally fucking great, minus the writing, the plot, and the direction the show goes.
Yeah, everything that you would hope for, minus
so the, all the important shit.
It's like having exactly a Honda Civic with everything in the inside being a Ferrari, and you're like,
but it looks like a Civic.
Exactly.
They're like, what do you mean? And then they show up with a Ferrari that has Honda Civic on, and you're like, really?
Yeah.
Steven, did you watch Dexter?
No.
Okay, well.
Oh, good, man.
I've watched Breaking Bad. And I guess, like, a lot of people I know compare Game of Thrones to Breaking Bad, which I think is kind of a weird comparison because they're completely two different entities, but I think they're trying to compare it in the sense of, like, how big they were and how incredible. But Breaking Bad had a damn perfect ending in my book.
Breaking Bad was perfect. I loved it, dude. From beginning to end, yeah. It was a great story. And Bryan Cranston is one of the greatest actors of all time.
Agreed. I can back that. But then, like, seeing all these characters and, like, I am so connected. I mean, fucking Ramsay, like, every time he does Ramsay shit, I'm like, I fucking hate that dude more than I hated Joffrey.
Can you go watch the Battle of Bastards, please?
In like 4 episodes I'll be there, which will probably be in like 2 days. So, but the problem is like, I fucking hate Ramsay so much, but taking a step back, I'm like, man, that actor fucking killed that role.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, he did so incredible in that role. And that's just, like, one character. Everyone is good in their role. There's not a single person that isn't good at what they do in the show.
Just wait and see the... You know how much you probably hate Cersei's?
Yeah, although I do agree with what the Sparrows did to her. It was a little excessive.
Oh, yeah. Well, Cody and I talked about that.
It was a little much.
Yeah, sure. What they did is a little excessive.
Yeah, granted, who she did was a little excessive. but
just wait until you see her ending, and wait, like, just tell us how you feel about that whole thing
for season 8.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it spoiled what they for do me, to, so I know how she dies.
Yeah, what they do to so many fucking characters, you will be pissed off not just because of what happens, it's because of what they did. It's so fucking stupid.
Ugh. See, and, like, that's the thing, is I feel like they were trying to rush it to end from what I've been hearing from everybody, and, like, the way everyone reacted to it is, like, they were trying to rush it to an ending, and so, like, they just kind of piled all this important, like, this is the ending of, you know, this...
A generation.
This generation and this show, and it's the ending of this journey, and, like, for them to basically squash it into, let's be honest, like, 2 episodes...
Yeah, there. Besides the 2 little battles, yeah,
dude, it's
what?
It's literally like the most insane shit in the world. Where for 2 weeks and up to this point, I have thought about every scenario. I'm sure Trey has too.
Oh yeah, they could have ended it in such a better.
So I'm
going to
be sitting on this for months and months, because I mean, it aired
not months. You're going to go quick if you were on season 3 2 weeks ago.
That's not what I mean. I mean, like, once I see the ending, I'm going to just be thinking about it. Like, why did they do it like that for months,
dude,
on end?
I'm going to be pissed off for years until there's another show to outdo Game of Thrones,
and then I'll still be angry.
Yeah, and I'll still be thinking about it.
Well, and I know that the argument is, like, people are like, well, the Sopranos didn't end good, and I'm like, I would argue that
mid-sentence.
I would argue it ended great,
right?
So I don't know. I just, like, I'm enjoy. I didn't think I'd get sucked in as hard as I am, and, like, I'm in. I'm all the fuck away in, and I'm waiting. I have my season 8 copy just sitting there, ready to be watched.
Burn it.
Which may or may not have been pulled illegally. I'm not sure, but we bought it and it looks legit. We screened the episodes. It's pulled right off HBO 4K. So, I mean, whatever.
The first 5 minutes are just normal Game of Thrones and then it's hardcore porn recorded over.
Remember the first time you were sexually assaulted? It was like that.
Oh. Are we talking?
That's just a tray. He knows what I'm talking about.
Oh. I was like, are we talking my copy? Oh, dude, my God.
You're going to be so upset.
And the thing that upsets
me is
that I'm
kissing your sister because you're like, it's a Game of Thrones episode, but it's like awful.
But it's terrible. Cersei makes it look fun. That was a joke. That was a terrible joke.
Just wait until
my sister. What?
Wait until you see how the Hound and the Mountain play out.
Okay. Because the Hound is one of my favorites. And
I love the Hound.
He's been MIA since fucking Arya was like, bye.
Yeah,
but I know he comes back.
But
fucking, the thing that upsets me too is because like I went to Comic-Con like last month, and like we were looking around at like all the cosplay shit, and there was like a legit Jon Snow, like outfit with the sword for like $200, and I was like, I might get this. I was like, I might one day. I might literally because I like going to Comic-Con and everything.
You like role play, don't lie.
Yeah, true.
You'd get down with Kaylee, your girl that way.
Yeah, see, I'm Jon Snow. Kaylee role plays as Sam. It's just a good old time. The watch has ended. I like genuinely think I'm gonna get that and go dress up as him for like Comic Con, and like I'm terrified to hit season 8, like because of all this talk about it. I'm terrified, but everyone's like, "Don't watch it, don't watch it." Well, I have to watch it.
I forgot to ask you, how do you feel about what Ollie did to Jon Snow?
He's not there yet.
He's not there yet?
No, it's the Battle of the Bastards episode.
All right, so I'll look out for something like that happening. See, that's shit.
You're right. I thought it was before.
See, this episode I'm on, Jon and Sansa have met up at Castle Black, and she just convinced him like, you have to go fight Ramsay's fucking army, and he's like, all right.
You don't know Ramsay. He doesn't care. He fucking me.
Not a Sansa fan.
Sansa,
no comment. Sansa, whatever. I didn't like her in the first season, but then watching what she went through with like Joffrey and Ramsay, I'm like, I'm on her side.
I call her Somerset. Dude, she's dreamy.
She's cool,
dude. She's pretty cute,
it sucks because I wish I would have avoided literally all spoilers. So, granted, I have a feeling that I mean, but even spoilers in the sense of like people saying don't watch season 8 because, but
if
then
I
again,
I could have ended it all on like. Season 6, if they could have ended it on season 6, I would have been happy if they ended it like that.
And what? Just left like, it like that?
Yeah. After what they did to it, after everything that they did to it afterwards.
After everything you've done to me.
Yeah. Dude, they just fucking butchered it.
Butchered.
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 See, that's the problem is when I talk for so long.
It rubs off on me, bro. It
fucking like spreads like a damn disease.
Herpes.
Yeah, harpus.
harpus.
But I mean, I'm excited to finish the show, but I'm really dreading season 8, and I just don't want to be let down. But I have a feeling.
For as long as you can.
Okay, I'll enjoy. Because
ride it hard. You're in a good spot.
Well. I think that's a decent episode there, boys. I mean, I know we've been gone for a little bit, but I should have came willfully more prepared. But again, everyone that's listening, we're going to try to get better at this. It depends on, our work schedules and everything because we can't do this for our living yet. Just keep listening, keep sharing, keep subscribing. We'll keep you updated. And thanks for sticking with us, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, fucking great outro. Thank you for listening to another episode of Smack Talk 5280. You know, we live and die with your guys' support. We really appreciate all the people that have reached out to us and given us your questions to talk about on the show, any kind of topic ideas or answers, or some of the few guys that have came on with us. We really appreciate your support.
But we want to grow the Smack Talk 5280 crew and following as much as possible. The bigger we get, the better podcasts we can bring you. And the more support that we have, the better quality we're going to have. So my mission to you guys is to go out there and tell a friend and a family member and possibly a coworker as well about our show. If you think they'd enjoy Smack Talk 5280, have them go like it, subscribe to it, share it, listen to it, and review it. Go on Apple Podcasts and give us a quick review on what you think. And then like us on our Twitter, our Facebook, and our Instagram. Our Twitter handle is capital S, capital M, capital C, capital T, lowercase a, lowercase l, lowercase k, 5280 1, and that's for Twitter. So Smack Talk 5280 1 on Twitter. On our Facebook and our Instagram, it is capital S, capital M, capital C, capital T, lowercase a, lowercase l, lowercase k, 5280. So that's SMCTALK 5280 on Instagram. Go follow us on like there, get involved, comment, like, subscribe, everything you guys could possibly do. Because with your support, we can make this one of the best podcasts we can possibly make it. Thank you guys so much for your support. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.